portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Game 3 of the World Series is tonight in the Bronx as the Yankees are home to the Dodgers, but it's the Dodgers up 2-0 in the series with Walker Buehler on the mound. Yankees counter with Clark Schmidt. Coverage at 7 Eastern on Fox. First pitch, 8:08 Eastern time. It's expected that Shohei Ohtani will be in the Dodgers lineup after injuring his shoulder in Game 2. Packers quarterback Jordan Love has a strained groin but avoided major injury in yesterday's win in Jacksonville, according to the NFL Network. Saints quarterback Derek Carr expected to practice Wednesday and has a chance to play in Week 9 against Carolina. Well, Bears defensive back Tyreek Stevenson said it was his responsibility to box out Commanders wide receiver Noah Brown during the Hail Mary that won the game for Washington yesterday. Stevenson also wanted to clarify that he wasn't taunting Washington fans, but rather engaging with Bears fans at the beginning of the play. Giants and Steelers wrap up Week 8 tonight, 8:15 Eastern time. Penn State quarterback Drew Aller questionable to face Ohio State on Saturday.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced additional assistance to help producers impacted by Hurricane Helene in their recovery process. USDA announced counties that have triggered payment under the Hurricane Insurance Protection Wind Index endorsement for Hurricane Helene. Approved insurance providers have 30 days to issue payments to producers, but typically issue payments much sooner. Vilsack says USDA will support farmers through the recovery process for the long haul. USDA has announced nearly $173 million to connect rural residents, farmers, and business owners to high-speed internet. Undersecretary Dr. Basil Gooden says keeping rural Americans connected with reliable, high-speed internet brings them new and innovative ideas and good-paying jobs. USDA has invested more than $4 billion in 345 ReConnect projects to bring high-speed, reliable internet access to more than 600,000 rural Americans. American Farmland Trust has disbursed over $700,000 to 139 farmers across the United States through this year's Brighter Future Fund. Over 50% of those awarded went to beginning farmers, 30% under 34 years of age, and over 60% women. Grants were awarded to help farmers invest in professional services, vital equipment, and infrastructure, with a special emphasis on improving farm viability, accessing farmland, and regenerative ag practices.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reneged on its promise to let America's cattle ranchers choose the type of animal identification device that best fits their operations. Ranchers can now use low-cost ear tags, or they can use the high-cost electronic identification, or EID, ear tags, giving ranchers the choices of fundamental value we all understand. But the USDA wants a one-size-fits-all system, and beginning November 5th, ranchers will be forced to use high-cost EID ear tags when shipping adult cattle across state lines. lines. This freedom and liberty stripping mandate must be stopped. Congresswoman Harriet Hagman and U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, both from Wyoming, have introduced resolutions to overturn this mandate, and they need your help. Please call your members of Congress and urge them to support the resolutions of disapproval that will overturn the USDA's EID mandate. You can reach your members of Congress by calling 202-224-3121 and ask for them by name. This message is brought to you by RCAF USA.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trying to hold on to gains, and Treasury yields are edging higher as investors get in gear for another busy week of earnings reports with a focus on big tech. Tech stocks are among the gainers today while energy is lagging, and Bitcoin prices are spiking and hovering around $68,000. And with the presidential election a week away, another brokerage firm is letting people bet on who will take the White House. Online brokerage Robinhood Markets is rolling out event contracts for the presidential election. However, the feature will only be available to its customers in the U.S. who have been approved for certain types of margin and options trading. And shares of McDonald's are up over 1% after the fast food chain ruled out that its beef patties were the source of its E. coli outbreak. McDonald's shares dropped more than 7% last week, marking its worst weekly performance since 2020. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it. If you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Should baseball players be the only ones judged on their batting average? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
We're being treated to a barrage of column and commentary ridiculing those who urge aid to South Vietnam because failure to support an ally would have a domino effect on other allies elsewhere. James Reston of the New York Times, a week before Easter, discounted the domino theory as having no validity. He says that two small Asian nations can have no bearing on the real international problems confronting us. He says the domino theory is almost as obsolete as the game of dominoes itself. Strange that so many members of the press who insist that every statement ever made by an office holder be brought forth whenever they think he's guilty of inconsistency have never thought of making the record public where their own pontifications are concerned. These men and women write with presumed authority on any and all subjects and influence public thinking to a great degree. But would their influence be so great if, like ballplayers, their updated batting averages were published with their columns and editorials? Those familiar voices we hear telling us after a presidential address what it was we really heard. Those who told us Castro was no communist, Ho Chi Minh was another George Washington, and Mao Tse-tung and the Red Chinese were just agrarian reformers never remind us of how often their pronouncements were wrong. For example, a few years ago, President Nixon made the hard decision to mine Haiphong Harbor and stop the flow of ammunition from Russia to the North Vietnamese. He made it on the very eve of the summit meeting in Moscow. All arrangements had been made for the trip, and most of the better-known news analysts who had accompanied him to Peking were all packed for the trip to Russia. His announcement of the action he planned against an enemy who'd been killing American fighting men for several years stunned these analysts and brought from them a flood of criticism. Eric Severide: I would suspect that the summit will not come off. That was the mildest, although it was delivered with an arched eyebrow. Charles Collingwood: certainly the Moscow summit meeting from which so much had been expected is now in jeopardy. Marvin Kalb: one casualty of the president's mining and blockade may well be his upcoming summit to Moscow. Those who began packing and dreaming of caviar are beginning to unpack and are returning to dry cereal. Well, that was cuter than the bare announcements of John Chancellor: the summit is in jeopardy today. Then there was Richard Valeriani's shocked question: how can they receive him now? Well, Ted Koppel answered him: I don't see how he can go. Edward Stevens said, the president's announcement will be pretty hard for them to swallow. It practically killed the prospects of a summit. So spoke the great modern-day pundits, most of whom then dutifully accompanied the president to Moscow a few days later to report on the very successful summit, which all agreed did much to lessen world tensions. To my knowledge, none has ever acknowledged the president had been right and they were wrong. Nor have they given credit to the mining and the bombing of Hanoi for finally bringing an end to our participation in the war and the freeing of our prisoners. Ironically, the Russians were so afraid the president wouldn't come that Henry Kissinger, at their invitation, was already in Moscow to calm their fears and assure them he would really be there. Tomorrow I'll get back to the domino theory and whether it's real or imaginary. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Old West mining towns seldom survived once the gold or silver ran out. But as we shall see today, there was one mining town that did survive to become a great city today.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
In the Old West, when a gold or silver strike was found, a boomtown of activity and people sprang up overnight. But once the ore ran out, the town disappeared, and the exception survived only because they were tourist attractions such as Tombstone and Deadwood. But there is one mining town that has survived to become a great city of commerce today. Gold deposits were discovered in the Cherry Creek area of the Colorado Territory. Of course, people came a-running. William H. Larimer decided to supply the miners with their needs, and on October 29, 1858, he opened the first store. Larimer was a promoter, and realizing he needed political help, he named the town after the Kansas Territory governor, James W. Denver. By 1859, tens of thousands of gold miners flooded the area. But when the placer deposits played out, the miners left as quick as they came, and within a year, the town of Denver was all but abandoned. Although Denver was centrally located to be a town of commerce, without railroad or river access, it was an isolated town. Even though the Transcontinental Railroad avoided Denver, by 1870, railroad spurs began connecting Denver to other areas. And by the mid-1870s, it had become the center of the Western mining industry. But Denver's hard times weren't over, for the town continued fluctuating in size with the boom and bust of silver and gold in the area. However, by the 20th century, the growing importance of farming and cattle in the area finally took Denver out of the grasp of King Midas. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. My name is Kevin Will and our special guest today is fire captain, paramedic, investigator with the Paso Robles, city of Paso Robles, and that's Ross Porter. Ross, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start off right away. How did you get to this point in your career?
I started with the Atascadero Fire and I was there for 10 years and then I came up to Paso Robles and got hired full-time with Paso Robles City Fire Department back in 2002. So I've been up here since then.
Was this something when you were, you know, I don't know what age, that you wanted, this was your career path that you wanted to go, or was there a transition period?
Yeah, I was one of the kids that grew up in the fire station. My father worked for Atascadero Fire Department, and so I got to go down there as a kid and be in the parades and do all that stuff. And I think that's where the bug got started with me in the fire service.
All right. Well, good. And thank goodness we have. So North County, is it easier a transition? Do you know from maybe other people in the firefighters profession, if they come from a different area, does that matter?
Really doesn't matter. Each state has its own regulations as far as certifications and that sort of thing. A lot of them transfer over. But whether you go from Forest Service to a city department or Cal Fire, any of those, we all kind of have to abide by the same certifications and training. Each department specializes in a few things a little differently, but for the most part, we're all there to do the same job.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons we had you on this afternoon is to talk about something that's new, and the city has
promoted it even before they got a hold of it, that it was coming our way. And it's something called the Pulse Point. Could you please explain?
Sure. The Pulse Point Respond app is an app that you can get on your cell phone or your iPad. It's a proven example of how wireless technology can unite communities and save lives. With that being said, in cardiac arrest, in sudden cardiac arrest, your chances of survival decrease 10% for each minute that passes. So therefore, early CPR and defibrillation can quickly stabilize and improve these chances. And in the U.S. today, there's about 1,000 people a day that die from cardiac arrest across the United States. Pulse Point app was actually founded by now retired fire chief Rick Price of San Ramon Valley Fire Department. And the way he came up with this is that he was downtown in his community one day eating lunch at a deli and just having a meeting, minding his own business and having a nice sandwich. And he saw his fire engine with his guys pull up outside the deli. They responded code 3 with lights and sirens and responded and pulled up right outside his deli. So he, at that point, was trying to figure out what was going on. And he walked next door and a gentleman had collapsed in the business next door. So with him being trained in CPR, and he also had an AED in his city vehicle, and that got him to thinking that it was amazing to him that there was an emergency right next door and he had no idea it was happening and he could have responded and truly made a difference in that person's life. Like I said, 10% for every minute. And if he could have saved 4 or 5 minutes with early CPR, early defibrillation, he could have increased that person's chances by 40 to 50% of survival. So that's what got him thinking about it. And he decided to come up with an idea and partnered with a university. And they came up with the Pulse Point app, which notifies the public of a CPR event needed.
So explain to us. Most of us know what an app is, but I'm sure in your experience, we were talking a little bit before going on air, that there are some that may not necessarily know what an app is. But explain the process for people to how they get the app on. Does it cost anything? And the procedure, is it like anything close to dialing 911 and, you know, along those lines?
Yeah, so the way it works is the Pulse Point app is a free app that you can get on your cell phone or iPad, like I described. It has a little symbol that's got a heart in it. It's red. And again, it's a free app you can download. What that Pulse Point app does is that it will alert you to any calls that our city fire department is going to as well. So if you're in your neighborhood and you have the Pulse Point app and you're at home and you hear a fire engine or hear a siren or you smell smoke, you can pull up that app real quick and see what we're responding to. So it could be a vegetation fire right near you. It could be a structure fire next door. It could be a CPR needed in your neighborhood.
Not the same thing, but somewhat of an updated version of the old scanners.
Yes, correct. So, yeah, and it's something that monitors and can alert you at that. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's got multiple things that it can do. The other thing that we do have on the app as well is we have AED locations in the community here, and we also have the traffic cameras from Caltrans are also on there. So if you're looking to go to work and you get alerted that there's a traffic accident on the highway, you can actually pull up, go to the app, and you can click on that camera, and it gives you a live picture of that camera so you can see if traffic's backed up, maybe you want to take a different route, that sort of thing.
Okay, so then it's extremely easy to use, beneficial, and it's nationwide, and you know, quite the it may sound, again, for some people that are a little hesitant of technology, but it is it's an insurance policy.
That's correct. Getting back to this, with a CPR needed event, how that works is when our dispatch dispatches our fire engine and ambulance, if someone collapses and they have sudden cardiac arrest, they will dispatch our ambulance the ambulance that's responding to it, as well as our city fire department. And at that point, it will also seamlessly connect with Pulse Point and it will send out an alert for CPR needed. So that alert goes out within 2 blocks or a quarter mile of the location of the emergency of the need for CPR. It also gives you the locations of nearby AEDs. And it also provides hands-only CPR instructions, which is what we teach now to the public. Hands-only CPR is very simple. It's just pushing hard and fast in the middle of the chest, and you do it to the beat of the Bee Gees song, Staying Alive. So it's a good way to remember it, and everybody can play that song in their head.
Oh,
so that's how you get the rhythm and the beat and the rate for that. Yeah, so that's how that works. And if you're CPR trained and you want to respond, it gives you that option. You know, it alerts you, and you can respond. And again, it'll give you AEDs in the locations around you.
Okay, I don't know if this makes sense with this question, but you've seen the commercials on with the somebody falling down, and they have the, you know, they press
like life alert.
The life alert. Can they interact?
There's nothing in the market right now that interacts with that. So usually this is someone when someone collapses, they're unconscious. So it's usually someone else calling 911 and initiating the response.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious because that's been around for a long time.
Yes.
And people, but this is more of an up, would you consider it an upgrade?
Absolutely. So this is, again, for people who are unconscious or someone that collapsed. The life alert oftentimes is for people who have a fall at home and they just need help getting back up. Or if they have a medical aid and they have a medical need and they're down and they need help, they can, and they can't get to a phone, they can just push the button that's right on their lanyard. So.
So I go to my phone, and what do I research to get the app on?
Just type in Pulse Point, and it'll pop up with the Pulse Point Respond app.
And it's going to ask, obviously, some questions. You know, I don't know how in depth that they get with personal information. They ask for social security number, age, or, you know.
Doesn't ask for anything personal like that.
No. Okay. All right. Well, that's comfortable because people are a little hesitant to give you know, a lot of information out, even though they have it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And the agencies that are tied into this right now in San Luis Obispo County is San Luis Obispo County Fire. So if you live in the county area, you can also monitor the fire responses through there. San Luis Obispo City Fire Department also has this, and we have it here in Paso Robles.
On the fire aspect of it, how the time with the updates, you know, because people get concerned. Oh, there's a fire two blocks away from me or whatever. I wonder if it's coming this way. So how often are these the fire part of it updated?
There are updates that come across it, but it doesn't give all the updates that the responders are getting just because of, like you said earlier, personal information. The other thing this app does not provide is the actual address. So it may state a street in town, but it's not going to give your actual address. So
okay.
Some people are concerned about privacy concerns with that.
Well, if I'm having a health issue, I just want to get healthy. I don't care if my neighbors know. I'm just, besides if they see the paramedics and the fire in front of my house, they're going to take a pretty good educated guess. Hey, they're at Kevin's. It's nothing to, but.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, people are, we are what we are, I suppose.
Yeah.
So,
additionally so Pulse Point nationwide, to date, there's over 5,000 Pulse Point connected communities across the U.S. and over 1.1 million Pulse Point app users. And there are about 200,000 AEDs registered on Pulse Point. Pulse Point has been active in the city of Paso Robles now for about 6 months, and we roughly have about 2,000 active users right now and growing every month.
Well, and back up a little bit, and how, and I don't mean old in the beginning process, but when the technology has come up to snuff and it's reliable and so forth, how long has that been around? And the other question I would have is, why don't more people or the entities have it and present it to the public so they can get on it? Because that doesn't seem like a lot considering the population.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're promoting this and trying to get more and more people on it all the time. As you know, just by looking at the way this app works, the more people that are on it, the better. The right. Safer the community, the more help is going to be available in the community.
And save a
all
life.
That sort of thing. And yeah, save a life. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off here on AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM.
I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Harris continues to keep her focus on several key swing states as she heads to the Midwest today.
I'm headed back to Michigan to talk with working people, with families, with young people about the issues that they care most about. They want to make sure that we're going to lower prices.
She's traveling to Saginaw for a rally alongside running mate and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Former President Trump holding two events in battleground Georgia today, a state that's breaking a record for early voting. Fox's Mark Meredith is there.
State officials say they are seeing record turnout among early voting, with 2.6 million people already showing up well before Election Day.
Real Clear Politics polling average does show Trump leading Harris in the swing state of Georgia by just over 2 percentage points. America's listening to Fox News.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist, with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
We see you sitting there daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. At Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Ford F-150s and $100,000 cash. How about that? Drawings November 3rd, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Earn entries now, and hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with Fire Captain Ross Potter. And we were talking about the very, very good technology to help us stay alive, literally. And that's the pulse point. And also, Captain, you had something else that you wanted to know, the citizens of what the fire department in Paso Robles has to offer as well.
That's correct. So I explained a little bit about the Pulse Point app, how it works, and how it works with the AEDs. So the public access AEDs, or automatic external defibrillators, that we have in the city, we have roughly 150 AEDs in the city now, public and private. So businesses that have them, we have them in different locations as well that are public, in city locations. Such as the city park, city library, the city hall lobby, the municipal pool. Centennial Park has three. There's one in the gym, one in the office, and then one on the exterior that's available all the time. We have AED in the senior center, the veteran center, Barney Schwartz Park. There's two, one on each snack shack. We also have them in the wastewater department. There's two there. And we also have one in the water department. So those are the ones that we have available for the public side. And then for the private side, like I said before, businesses can purchase them and have them available during business hours or however, whenever they're open, that are available as well to the public for sudden cardiac events like we described with the Pulse Point app. So those AEDs, the businesses can actually register those on there and put them on the AED side of the Pulse Point app. So therefore, if there is a CPR needed and those AEDs pop up, it might be a business, it might be the city park that pops up on there as locations.
A question about the AEDs. Is there a a certain standard. In other words, if I, you know, you own a business, hey, I, you know, be nice to have one of these things. Should I talk to you first, or should I just go online and buy anything I see? I mean, is it that simple?
It is very simple. You can always call and ask questions. We'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions, but you can also go online or find a provider that you can just buy them online. They all pretty much work the same. There's different companies and different price points. But for the majority of it, they all work the same. So with that being said, remember that these are on all commercial flights now. They're in ballparks, public event centers, venues, all that kind of stuff. Usually wherever you go nowadays, there's AEDs available.
Well, okay, this will be something that you'll laugh. The public may not, because we talked about this before we went on the air. This is a stupid question. Is with that device, do they need to be checked? Like, you know, the fire extinguishers we have in our offices and in our homes that need to be checked every year.
Yes, so the devices are actually required to be tested biannually and after each use. And then we encourage the inspection of the devices on the premises every 90 days just to establish the readiness of the AED. They do have batteries in them, and those batteries do eventually, you know, die, go down. But doing these checks will help you keep your batteries up, make sure that everything's ready to go, available in case of emergency. It's ready to go when needed.
Okay. Well, as we've got a couple of minutes left here. Anything else you'd like to talk about or stress regarding the AEDs, the pulse point, or anything else that you have on your list?
Yeah, so one last thing for the AEDs. Another important point to mention is on those is that these are devices that are extremely simple to use, and a lot of times the public feels like they can be complicated or they don't know how to use them, but they're actually built for the layperson to walk right up and turn it on. It's got a big on button. Each one of them, I said, are a little different, but they all work the same. You turn it on, and it will guide you. It has voice prompts that it will guide you and walk you through exactly what to do. So they're very simple to use.
That's what we need, yes.
Yes.
And also, it looks like you want to talk about a big day coming up.
Yeah, we got a big day coming up. On the 31st, we have Halloween. So from Paso Robles Fire Emergency Services, we want to make sure that everybody has a safe and happy Halloween. We've got a couple fire safety tips that we want to pass on. We just want to talk about when choosing your costumes, stay away from long trailing fabric. If your child's wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough so they can see out. Provide your children with flashlights or glow sticks as part of their costume just so they can be seen. They're walking on the streets or sidewalks. We want to make sure that all decorations stay away from any open flames or any other heat sources, light bulbs, heaters, or candles. In the U.S., we actually have about 1,000 home fires each year just from seasonal decorations. So we want to make sure that we're safe on that. We want to remember to keep the exits clear of decorations so nothing ever blocks our escape routes out of buildings or homes. Another big one for this month, Fire Prevention Month, is that smoke alarms are in your home and working. Smoke alarms is our big push this month to make sure that the batteries are up and that they're working and they're in service and we have enough of them in the right locations. And just to remember to tell your children to stay away from open flames and the jack-o'-lanterns with candles. And then also, if something does happen, that we would know how to stop, drop, cover our face, and roll if our clothing catches on fire.
And also, folks, make sure you slow down, look extra carefully in traffic coming up on this Thursday for Halloween, because we all were young and we get excited and we run out in the street. And so just a little precaution there.
Absolutely.
It is. And also precaution, too, coming up after Halloween. Then we head into the holiday season with the precaution for, you know, the Christmas decorations and so forth along the same lines of, you know, double check, make sure everything is working efficiently. Don't walk away and leave things on, et cetera, et cetera. Fires and stuff. Enjoy yourself, and but have fun. Well, Captain Porter, I thank you very, very much for coming in and letting us know all about Pulse Point and the other issues too. And thank you for helping keep our community safe.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right. Susanna's coming up next in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow morning on the, not the Country Store. I did that Saturday. It's the Morning Exchange.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.